This podcast is a Majestic Giraffe production. For more information and more content, visit majesticgiraffe.com.
But I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
Droids are clean, the vaporizers are patched, and the speeders fuel. It's time to pick up some blue milk and power converters. You're listening to Toshi Station Radio, brought to you by the Majestic Giraffe Network. Now here are your hosts for the Snarkiest Podcast in Star Wars and Geek Culture, Brian and Nancy.
From the outskirts of Anchorhead and on the shores of the Great Chod Flats, you're listening to Toshi Station Radio, the bright center in the universe for all things Star Wars and geek culture. I'm your host, Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host and wife, Nancy.
Hi!
On today's episode, we're talking about the freaking Episode 7 title!
Ah!
We're about to get started, so sit back, grab some power converters, and enjoy the show. Those of you in the chat, thank you for joining us to kick off your weekend. And what better way to do that with a married couple into Star Wars and just, yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that one.
I don't know either.
I thought I had something. Aren't you all glad that we're one take, or sometimes two, and go?
Uh-huh.
We're here for you, listeners. We're here for you. I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know either.
Toshi Station Radio is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Listeners, this podcast can get a free audiobook by signing up for a free trial. Click the link on Toshi-Station.net for more details.
And we're also brought to you in part by Her Universe. Flaunt your world with Star Wars, Star Trek, Marvel, Transformers, Doctor Who, and other fandom-inspired wardrobe and jewelry. Click the link on our blog to purchase awesome geek gear and keep the lights running on the podcast.
And you know why I'm glad we have Her Universe as a sponsor of this show? We get to say that statement and then immediately segue into new product announcements.
Yes, which will be happening next week, according to a tease on Her Universe Twitter and Facebook.
Woohoo!
Yay!
So what do we got coming down the pipe?
We don't know. looks like a snowflake kind of print Star Wars dress, and also a cardigan, and Darth Vader earrings, I think, and whatever else comes out.
I have never seen so many people flip out over a Her Universe announcement, and there have been a lot of flip outs, but not quite in the way of when she showed off the cardigan.
We've been waiting for it for a long time, Brian. A long time.
It's been a long road getting from there to here.
Yes. Men can wear cardigans too, you know.
So if our podcast overlord Matthew Bowers, who is fond of cardigans, is listening, go check out Her Universe.
Yes. Why not? Ashley posted a picture of a gentleman wearing the Storm hoodie the other day, and it looked awesome.
It did.
So yeah.
That's a really cool hoodie.
It is. So, shall we talk about what's new in the blog?
No, because there's a couple other Her Universe items that were announced a little while ago we haven't discussed yet.
There were?
Yeah, or did we already talk about the Infinity Scarf?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes.
That's on ThinkGeek.
Yes, the scarf is now available
and
on ThinkGeek.
By the way, there's some Her Universe items on there.
Yes.
That aren't available elsewhere. And I think for this weekend, they're doing flat rate $6.95 shipping and free shipping.
Actually,
for
I think it's permanent now.
Permanent?
I think the $6.95 flat rate is a permanent fixture now and free shipping over $75.
Yes.
However, you cannot combine the free shipping offer with any other offers. But still, it's still $6.95, which is pretty decent for shipping.
Yeah, it's a good deal. I mean, it's not Amazon Prime, but what is?
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, moving on.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done. Now, come on, get to it.
Fixer's Flash, the geeky things we've been up to. That's not the segment I should have used there. This is what happens when I take a week off.
What the hell? A It's right there in front of you.
Oh boy.
And I just said it too. What are we talking about? What's new with Locke?
I'm out of practice. I haven't done this in 2 weeks.
It's Friday. That's okay.
Yeah. So you'll get to hear that piece of the soundboard twice. It's also been a while since we've used the soundboard.
Yes.
So bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get back in the hang of this. Of course, that just means we need another cap for this segment.
For what's new in the vlog?
Yeah. We need a stinger of some sort to use there.
I have to think about it.
Yes. Okay, but yeah, what's new on the blog? Nancy, what's new on the blog?
I am continuing on with the Thrawn Trilogy Retrospective, and we visited Niklon, another odd-sounding planet, as well as Kashyyyk, home of Chewbacca, and previously only seen in the Star Wars Holiday Special.
All the things to use.
Yep, and Luke is lost in space, and he has put out a call through the Force, and he thinks that maybe somewhere someone has heard his call. And that's when I sit there bouncing up and down in my chair going, yes, she did! Although I don't know if you want that to happen right now, because she wants to kill you! But it's okay, it all works out in the end.
That it does.
Eventually.
Eventually.
10 years later. Bless you, Mara.
Mara, the dog.
Not Mara Jade.
No.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Shoshana discussed the importance of She-Hulk and what the Jedi could learn from her. Mainly that you should not just be a Jedi and only a Jedi, which is an argument we have made before and agree with wholeheartedly, because that's boring. Yep.
So go check out that piece. We've got it in the show notes.
Yes. We've got some Rebels reviews of Nancy reviewed Rise of the Old Masters, and Bria reviewed Breaking Ranks, which is the episode that takes place at the Academy.
Oh, does that mean I have the next one?
No, I have the next one.
Oh.
Because it works out good schedule-wise, and then we watched it, and I said, I'm really glad I claimed this one!
Oh, it's so good.
Spoilers. It's a Sabine and Hera episode. Ladies working together.
Passing the Bechdel test.
Passing the Bechdel test numerous times.
Yay!
Not talking about men in any romantic capacity. Only talking about men because they live and work with them. That's it. It's fantastic.
It's awesome.
Yay!
Might be my favorite episode so far.
I don't know if my favorite episode, but it did things I needed it to do. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes. And it gives some more Sabine background. Yes.
It's a very interesting Sabine background. I can't wait to discuss this when it finally airs.
Yes.
We need to watch that again.
And Bria explained why Alderaan needs to be in Rebels in a move that shocks absolutely no one. And in another move that shocks absolutely no one, I discuss why the Emperor's hands need to be in Rebels. Surprise!
Nancy thinks the hands need to be in Rebels. I'm sure none of you saw this one coming.
And it's not just because it would be a good way to canonize Mara Jade. I don't even want her to be in the show. It's not about her specifically. It's about the position, I think, would be a neat thing to have. And I think there's a very easy way to slip it in. And especially if you've seen Breaking Ranks, you'll know what I'm talking about. And if there is a little redheaded girl burning to use the Force, I will not shake my head no at it.
Wouldn't object?
Nope.
Okay.
I'd be a liar.
Excellent. Okay, now do I get to use the soundboard?
Yes.
Now I get to use the soundboard.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done. Now, come on, get to it.
Let's try Fixer's Flash for real this time, the geeky things we've been up to.
We finally finished Friends. 10 seasons of Friends is done.
And next up on our viewing list, it's going to be Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Woo!
Woo!
Now, what was your opinion, overall verdict on Friends?
You know, it's might have been the last great sitcom.
Really?
Yeah.
That's high praise.
It was a sitcom in the vein of, I think, Cheers.
Hmm.
And given how much I love Cheers, that's high praise from me.
Yeah.
Someday we're going to have to watch Cheers.
Yeah, although I think we need to not watch shows that are so long. With the exception of Stargate and X-Files, I want to watch again eventually.
But Major Derlin facts.
Yeah,
Sammy, little known fact that hurt a band that can only move as fast as the slowest one.
You love that, don't you?
I love that.
Yeah, I can watch X-Files again, but only until season 7. I want to watch.
There is no X-Files after season 7.
Even season 7 is sketchy. SG-1 up until season 8. And then I also kind of want to watch Lois and Clark again, but the problem with Lois and Clark is that the episodes aren't streaming anywhere. Yeah. But yeah, that's not that long of a show. I think Lois and Clark is only 4 seasons, so if it did ever come on streaming, it would be pretty fast. And there are episodes that are crappy that I would skip. So
the more you know.
Now I'm looking to see if Lois and Clark is available on Netflix.
And you've been up to some other stuff.
Yeah, it's November, and everyone knows what that means.
Pumpkin spice lattes giving away to peppermint mocha?
No, it's National Novel Writing Month.
You sound so excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the fact that I'm going to finish my book this month, but that's about it. I'm not excited about, you know, writing all the words in such a short period of time. I mean, I am. I like writing. It's just I've been working on this for a very long time, and I'm going to be glad when it's done.
Indeed. And as for me, the geeky thing I've been up to, we're going to talk about in the news, so.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Which I had to
think about that one. Which means. It's time for Deke's Dirt. News from around fandom.
We got some cool news about our trip to Seattle coming up this winter.
No kidding. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, so there's going to be a new Star Wars costume exhibit that's debuting at Seattle's EMP Museum, which we visited last June. And it'll have lots of displays of actual costumes from the actual movies, and looking forward to it. It's going to be really neat.
I'm looking forward to taking my sister there.
Yes, it'll be really fun. But, cold.
Yes.
It won't be as nice as the last time we went, when we could just sit out on the grass and, like, bask in the sunshine. And not freeze.
That was really nice. No,
especially
because
it was June.
Time.
Especially because it was June, and in Florida, it was, you know, sweating the moment you stepped outside. But yeah, so that'll be at the EMP Museum, I believe, starting in January, and it's lasting several months. So if you have a chance to go, and it's a pretty good museum anyway. If you're a fan of science fiction and fantasy. I would definitely.
You know, there's also a music museum.
Yes, it's all, yeah, it's a huge thing, right?
Yep, Paul Allen's multi-million dollar playground that nice. Looks like the Space Needle's dirty laundry.
Yes. So I'm not sure if it's going to be anywhere else afterwards.
I do believe that it will hit the road after it closes up shop in October.
Yeah, it doesn't say in the article on StarWars.com when it's ending there, but yep.
And we've got some release date changes for novels next year, which make us a little sad.
Yeah, Heir to the Jedi by Kevin Hearn and Lords of the Sith by Paul Kemp have been moved back. So now Heir to the Jedi will be released on March 3rd, with Lords of the Sith on April 28th. So Heir to the Jedi was originally supposed to be in January, and then February, and now March. And I'm not sure why. Publishing is really weird with dates and stuff. I know it's not because of the actual author, because he's done with the book and has been.
This is a pretty big gap between books now, isn't it?
Yeah. We've got Tarkin came out this week, which we talk about. And so that's.
We're looking at
December, January, February, 4 months.
Yeah, four month gap. And we still haven't heard anything on what will be coming out next winter.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. We've also got some mini excerpts and audio excerpts from Tarkin, which came out this Tuesday. And you can see the first 50 pages if you're still unsure of whether you want it. It's up on Svudu, so go check that out. And if you like it, go buy it. If you still want to know if you want to buy it, we have a go-no-go with Bria and Shoshana, and they both said you should buy it. It's not as rousing an endorsement as, say, like A New Dawn or Kenobi, but I think they both liked the world-building aspects of it.
And I apologize that I didn't have time to get it read and reviewed under the wire. Starting a new job kind of sucks up all of your free time.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
But I'm ready to go once Heir to the Jedi.
Once I finish Nano and finish a few other books I've got on my plate, I will probably go back to Tarkin, because I will have to. I've got two books to review for the blog for December. One of them being the sequel to the Jupiter Pirates, which I'm very excited about reading. And then Heir to the Jedi. I'll be reviewing that as soon as that comes out.
Now, has the Jupiter Pirates sequel hit bookshelves yet, or is that still?
Nope, that comes out in December. That's why. Okay.
You'll have time to read it and review it before it releases.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll take me like 2 days to read.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that'll be for December. And then Heir to the Jedi. And then I'll probably go back to reading Tarkin.
Yes.
Because, Tarkin. And the final piece of news I will give to you, Brian.
So, flashback to the mid-90s.
Do I have to?
Yes. Join me on this trip.
No, I was awful in the 90s.
It's after school, and I'm back home, and I sit down in front of a 15-inch CRT monitor, an old Pentium 133, a Gravis two-axis, two-button joystick, and I fire up TIE Fighter. The greatest space sim ever made. And I am a happy child. Cut forward to today. X-Wing and TIE Fighter have gotten modern digital re-releases from good old games, GOG.com, and they're $10 each, and they're great. If you have not had the chance to go play these two classic games, you've got to go get it. It runs on the PC. You're going to need to go get yourself a joystick off of Amazon so you can play it. But they are great games. You will love them. They are absolute historic video games. And they also released a couple other ones. There is finally a port a modern port of Knights of the Old Republic that will not glitch out on you. So go get that. Sam and Max Hit the Road. That's available at Good Old Games. Secret of Monkey Island. That's available now. And there are apparently more LucasArts classic games that are going to be coming out. I'm hoping The Dig comes out full throttle. I forgot one that is out. Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis. You can get that one too. And they're great games. If you haven't played them before, head over there. Go get them. It's DRM free. You can install them on any computer you want. They're only a couple bucks each, but you will have a blast with them. And I am trying to figure out how to do a blog feature playing through TIE Fighter. I got to figure out how to record video and audio while I'm doing this. But I've got just bought another new joystick. Got the game downloaded, loaded up on my Surface, and that's my plan for this month. Woohoo! You have no input, do you?
Games? Pew pew?
Oh, Nancy. Moving on!
Found anything yet? Nothing yet, sir! How about you? Not a thing, sir! What about you guys? We ain't found shit!
You know what that clip means. It's time for Big's Bullshite Rumors and Speculation about Episode 7. Yes. And sadly, we do have a little bit of truth to report here. Beardwatch is no more.
R.I.P. Beardwatch. We miss you.
Mark Hamill posted a picture to Instagram.
And two pictures.
Two pictures. The beard is gone. Farewell, beard.
Mara's distressed about the lack of a beard. As she should.
Oh.
Yep. So they had their Star Wars rap party and he was in London. I'm assuming he was there for that as well as to see a Broadway show about the Kinks. Or a West End show about the Kinks.
Because he's Mark Hamill, and yeah, that's totally what he does.
And so he posted a picture of him in front of the Pinewood Studio sign, clean shaven. And then there was a picture of him with Mary Lou Hamill, his wife, and it was very adorable. And you could see in her face that she was so glad that the beard was gone.
Oh.
Sadness. And you know what this means? I need more pictures of Luke Skywalker in costume so I can remember Beardwatch fondly.
You know, it's a good thing I work downtown near you now, because the instant they release a picture of Luke Skywalker in costume, I'm probably going to have to run over to your building with a defibrillator.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I don't know how I'm going to react.
I think Mara may be able to hear you from about 40 miles away.
I think so. I think, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if we blew up over the news this week, just imagine what would happen if that came out.
I know.
Okay. J.J. Abrams tells Variety that Episode 7 only uses IMAX for one sequence. What sequence is that? We don't know.
Nope. An action sequence. That's what we know.
I kind of got the impression that he was using IMAX under duress.
It's kind of the thing you have to do. Like, do an IMAX scene and, like, post-convert to 3D.
Is this film getting post-converted? I can't remember.
I would imagine so.
Oh, yay. The rumored villain for Episode 7 looks a lot like an old villain.
Yeah. So, usually we don't report on rumors because they seem to change at the drop of a hat. But this one I just thought was funny because there was a photo or concept art of whatever this new villain, and it looks exactly like someone from Knights of the Air Republic. Not gonna say who, because spoilers, but guess who?
Couldn't figure it out from that. What did you say? Spoilers? Spoilers?
You're just so glad to do that.
I'm so glad I have my soundboard back.
Yeah.
And John Williams is perhaps scoring an episode 7 teaser trailer in November?
Yeah, so this has apparently been ported by a John Williams fan site. He said he was scoring a Star Wars trailer, which I think is weird for numerous reasons. Mostly because why would they have him score something new for a trailer when they've got 6 movies worth of music to use that he already wrote?
Seems like they'd be able to cut something from the library and just use that.
Yeah. I mean, this is the franchise that for the Revenge of the Sith trailer, they used footage from A New Hope. And it was amazing and fabulous. And honestly, that's all they would have had to do for a teaser to get people pumped. And I was thinking also that A, it's odd for him to write music specifically for a trailer. B, it's way too soon for a trailer. Like, the trailers, I think the first trailer for all the prequels came out in, like, November. And the second one came out in, like, March.
And this was when the films were releasing in May.
Yeah. So to have a trailer released in November for a movie that's not coming out until December, I know it's not odd anymore. Like, there's teasers come out like a year in advance nowadays, but they're really teasers. Like, as in nothing is revealed. Like, people have said, well, there was a teaser for Star Trek that was the Enterprise being built. And which really wasn't in the movie except for just one shot of Kirk watching it, the Enterprise.
Yeah, and they often came out in November because they were attached to, like, a Pixar release.
No.
No, oh, you're right.
only the last one was. No, it really was just that's the month it came out.
Yeah, that was the month. Didn't one of them come out with...
The Incredibles, yeah.
But wasn't there a terrible movie when
it
came out?
Oh, yeah, Meet Joe Black. Yeah.
Now that's a movie I want to go see to catch a Star Wars trailer.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny.
Thankfully, Disney owns the entire film landscape now, so they can they've got more of a chance to get it into a good film.
Yeah. So I think we were both very skeptical of whether or not we would see a trailer this soon. However,
sorry, I have to go to the soundboard.
I am not a committee!
It's Cammy's Concerns, the discussion topic of the day, and bringing us back to that, however...
To preface this, the titles for the prequels were also released a lot later. Like, for example, I think September-ish. I wanna say around then. I can't remember for sure, but it was definitely within a year mark. Within the year.
Yeah.
But StarWars.com and the Twitter and the Instagram.
Can I just say real quick that the Twitter team for StarWars.com is the greatest Twitter team ever?
Yes. So they decided to tweet at around 12 o'clock Thursday afternoon as I went to heat up my sandwich, came back to my desk, was eating lunch at my desk, looked at Twitter, and went, oh, StarWars.com. Oh, Star Wars tweeted something. Prince, there's got a picture. Principal photographer. Oh, principal photography saw it on the Force.
On the what?
And then I looked at it again, and I clicked on the photo, and sure enough, oh, they just decided to drop the title randomly on Twitter without any fanfare, no announcements, just, oh, here you go. Boom. Mic drop.
And as I tweeted shortly thereafter, way to bury the lead.
Yeah, they did this with the announcement that Lucasfilm bought, or Disney bought Lucasfilm, and that, oh yeah, by the way, we're also making another movie. Movies. They did this with the cast photo. Although it was kind of rude. We kind of knew who was going to be in it as far as the old cast.
That's the worst kept secret in Hollywood.
Yeah, but then finally they were like, oh, yep, here we are. And here's a photo. And now they're just like, oh, hey, let's just randomly release the title without saying that's what we're going to do. And can I just say that I much prefer that method of giving news to telling you, oh, we've got a huge announcement from Del Rey coming and it's a cover of a book. Or, oh, we've got a huge announcement about this cast of a person in a movie. And
In fairness to our Del Rey fans, they haven't really done that since the Scoundrels cover thing.
No.
And I don't think it was their choice.
It was not, but I still don't like the announcements thing. I wish it was... I can understand for, like, an event like the Marvel thing, which we'll be talking about on the future podcast, because it's a lot of news and you want to have people there. But, like, for something like this, it's fantastic. And, like, I kind of wish with, like, the trailer, like, they don't say, okay, we're having a trailer and it's going to be in front of Into the Woods. So go see it. I want them to just randomly post on Twitter one day, hey, we have a movie coming out next December. Here you go. And everyone go, because if there's anything, there's nothing as fun as watching people lose their shit on Twitter.
Oh my, I couldn't keep up with my timeline.
I know. I was just,
it was
like,
amazing.
I came back and I said, wait a minute, I come back from heating up a sandwich and they give us the trailer. Then I was like, if I leave again, will they give us another picture? But it didn't work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't quite work that way.
Yeah.
I have this mental image of Scotty standing in the Twitter server rooms calling up to the bridge and saying, she can't take much more of this, Captain.
Yeah, right. I want to, like, imagine, like, you know, Matt Martin and Andy who does the Rebels recon now,
towering over their computer
and just going click, and then just sitting back and going
fingertips pressed together.
And then of course Matt Martin comes on Twitter. He's like, so how are you? Slow day at work, and we're all just like, you evil geniuses.
They have so much fun at our expense. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Normally for Cammy's concerns, we have a bunch of bullet points we talk about. All we have for this, and I'll just read it off the screen here. Cammy's concerns... Space. Principal photography on The Force Awakens has ended. Wait, what? Episode 7 has a title. This is not a drill. That's all we have for notes on this.
I mean, it's... There's a title. It's a movie that's actually happening. Well, A, first, there's the news that principal photography is done, which I think we knew, because, you know, they had said that they were getting close to finishing, and... they had their big wrap party, so we knew that, but it was nice for them to have a, you know, announcement, and seriously, that's what I just thought it was. I seriously just thought it was like, oh, principal photography's done, yay! J.J. Abrams sent out his note to the people saying thank you.
It's one of those things where it's okay, alright, principal photography's
and then,
done, give me 30 minutes and I'll get up to the blog.
Principal photography on Star Wars The Force Awakens has completed, and I seriously looked at my phone and went, what? And then I got on G-Chat, I'm like, Brian, I think they just announced the title for the movie?
And I think I think my response verbatim was, what? What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It was fantastic.
It was so good.
But yeah, and then everyone went crazy, and everyone has opinions, because that's what we do.
And so, Brilliant Snark was produced, yeah. Because that's our fandom.
Although, the repetitive jokes about the Force hits the snooze button is really getting old.
Yeah, that was funny.
Move on from it.
That was funny the first 5 dozen times.
Yes. So, what's your opinion on the title?
It's a very Star Wars title. It's a very, very, very Star Wars title.
I don't like it. I don't dislike it. But I don't really like or dislike any of the other titles.
Well, I will say this, and I say this with love, but this is the franchise that used Attack of the Clones as a film title.
I think the only title I remember getting a lot of that people really liked was Revenge of the Sith. And really, it's because of nostalgia, because of, you know, Revenge of the Jedi, becoming Return of the Jedi.
Well, yeah,
it's really good symmetry.
It's a nice piece of symmetry, a pseudo bookend. That no, it's not.
Yeah, right. but I mean, no one liked Phantom Menace. No one liked Attack of the Clones. I don't know what people thought of the original trilogy titles, but like Star Wars, A New Hope is very vague. The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi are just very, there you go, this is what it's about, very campy. I mean, Star Wars has never really had great titles, even when it comes to books. So, I do like that it's 3 words, because symmetry, and I like that it's vague, because also symmetry. Because we've got A New Hope, and then The Phantom Menace, which you really don't know what it's about until you watch the movie. And then you're like, oh, that's what it's about. There's, you know, A New Hope, who is Luke Skywalker, The New Hope for the Rebellion, The New Hope for the Force, and then The Phantom Menace. Oh, there's the Sith coming back, and they're kind of scary and shadowy. The Force Awakens. Things have been quiet for 30 years, and boom?
Boom.
Yeah.
There was some great snark about the title, too. And I will say, it wasn't malicious snark, it was very loving snark. Our good friend Amy Radcliffe tweeted that, you know, if there isn't a coffee company that jumps in on this, it's an opportunity lost, and I may have responded with, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, brought to you by Folgers. Calf, that's just good enough.
Someone also tweeted that they need to do a riff on the incestuous Folgers commercial with Luke and Leia. You're my present this year. Oh, and that was Sarah's tweet, Sarah in the chat. Yeah, that's funny. Someone needs to make that fan art at least.
You're my present.
Luke comes back from wherever he's been hiding, if you believe these rumors, and Leia's like, Luke, put a bow on his head. Someone draw this, please.
Although,
he's a better drawer than I am.
Although, let's be honest, when Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill showed up on set, she probably just put a bow on his head anyways, because that's Carrie.
I really hope there's a lot of outtakes.
Seriously, if there was not a person from Lucasfilm to just train a camera on Carrie Fisher, why? Why was that not a thing?
Yeah. But yeah, and as also Sarah in the chat said, it's, the first title is always very vague. The second title is someone attacking someone else. The third title is a group thought to be gone is not gone. So we'll see what happens this time around. Can we have appearance of the awesome non-force using pilot smugglers as the third movie?
The Smugglers Consortium strikes back.
Yeah. So
can we once again plug our idea of bringing Talon Card into these films and having him be played by Idris Elba?
Oh my god. They might need a Surgeon General's warning attached to it. Talon Card is Idris Elba. Like, seriously, I might turn into a little pile of goo. Yeah, it would be fantastic. He's perfect. And you had a really good idea for Shayda.
Ming-Na Wen?
Yes. Yeah.
Shayda Ducal, Ming-Na Wen. Right? Idris Elba and Ming-Na Wen. How amazing would that be?
Yeah. I'm sad this is not going to actually be happening.
I know. I know.
But yeah, so I am just, you know, I don't know why I got so excited, because it's just a title. And I hear, like...
But this is the first... It's the most concrete thing we've gotten about Episode 7
yes.
in a long time.
And, like, this is...
It's more concrete than the casting announcement, because we still don't know who's playing who.
And it's like, that's why I know people like rumors, I know people like speculation, whenever, and I like speculation too, but, like, the reason I like the kind of speculation about a movie title is because it's actually news, and it's a real thing, and you can say, okay, well, The Force Awakens, well, maybe in the 30 years that has happened, past, not much has happened, you know, Luke has kind of trained some Jedi, but they're still very small, and then, boom, something huge happens, or, like, some new chosen one comes around, or... something happens. I like my idea of Luke kicking the door down, going, "The Force has awoken, bitch," as he smashes up the bad guys.
Or Luke throwing the doors open a la Aragorn.
Yes! That's what I want to happen.
And you're right.
Please draw that fan art. Someone.
Yes, please, someone. speculation is fun when it's based on fact.
That's why I really liked the... Episode 2 select picks that were just really, like, random close-ups or, like, shots of a very odd angle. Like, I remember there was one of Padme on top of the pillar in the Geonosis Arena, like, looking over her shoulder, and it was, like, from her back, and everyone was like, "What's happening? What's going on? Oh, blah, 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 blah." And then you figure out what it actually was, and you're like, "Oh, that's what it was." But, like, with the rumors, like, they change all the time.
Yeah, and that's the...
It's hard to make rumors, and also when you don't know who's playing who.
And that's the thing. Speculation is already so tenuous and balanced on the tiniest fulcrum. But speculation based off of concept art that may or may not be real, that may or may not have actually progressed to something that might be a storyboard. It's not for me.
It's new. I've been craving news. They gave me a title and I flipped out for like 4 hours.
And that's all they have to do to keep us happy.
I said, if they give me a photo of cast, and even if it's not, like, Luke Skywalker, but someone else, it'll still make me flip out, because it'll be fantastic. Like if they show a picture of John Boyega or Daisy Ridley in costume, I would be like, ah! Or just say... John Boyega's character name is blah blah. Like if they do what they did with Rebels, like for the character announcements and like explain the characters, like that's what I would love something like that for The Force Awakens. I have to remind myself that's the name of it, not Episode 7. But imagine if they do that, like. Every day. They're like, okay, introducing John Boyega's character. Now introducing Daisy Ridley's character. Now introducing Oscar Isaac. Like, they can go down the whole line and have people flip out for like 10 days in a row.
Although, don't save all the women characters for the end.
Yes.
Don't do that again.
Yes. But, like, if they do, like, it's like Weird Al had 8 days of videos. They could have 8 days of characters! Or, like, if they wait, I mean, I can see that being something they do at Celebration, is, like, the Episode 7 panel. Alright, here's these characters. Do a video for each of them, a slideshow for whatever they want to do. Because, I mean, they're gonna have Episode 7 shit at Celebration. They can't go that far without at least telling who they are, or can they? I don't really want to.
Although, now that they pushed off the film date, they may not be able to say too much at this Celebration just because it's so far off.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why saying who people are playing is bad. Like, it's just facts. It's not giving away anything. Like, I at least want to know that before I go see the movie, you know?
I mean, you can easily overshare and get your film into trouble, but you can play things too close to the vest as well.
Like, Into Darkness, like, I really hope he learned his
lesson. Yeah, Star Trek Into Darkness was a textbook case of playing stuff way too close to the vest.
Yeah. I mean, like, as far, like, I just feel like that's something, like, you would know in a trailer, you know? Like, that would give, like, you go in, a trailer tells you basically this is what the movie is about.
Yeah, you know,
I don't want to go in with a I know some people want to go in not knowing anything about it. I just don't see how that's possible. Because, yes, I'm going to go see Star Wars no matter what. But, like, I will go, to decide if I want to go see a movie other than that, I will probably have seen the trailer, and I will probably know, like, basically what it's about. And who's playing who. Like, for example, we will probably go see Interstellar this weekend. I know that Matthew McConaughey is playing some sort of spaceman who goes into space to find new worlds with Anne Hathaway, and because Earth is dying. That's not giving away the whole movie, but at least I know what it's about.
Yeah.
And that's really my thing, is I want to know what this movie is about. The Force Awakens, it's getting there.
And I snark because I love, but sometimes it feels like Lucasfilm isn't going to release a trailer until 4 months after Episode 7 hits theaters.
Yeah, right. Wait, we can't tell you what the character's name is in the movie.
Yeah. Although, going back a couple points you were talking about, they're not using Episode 7 in marketing. Which, yeah. Initially, this was a blow-up on social media because it wasn't really clear what they meant when they said they weren't using Episode 7.
Yeah.
They just said, we're not using Episode 7.
Yeah. It's, like, so, in marketing and sort of when they talk about it, like, on social media and, you know, all the stuff that's coming out in, like, potato chip bags and stuff. It will be Star Wars The Force Awakens. But it'll be Episode 7 when it comes to the crawl.
Yeah.
And its designation in the saga.
Yeah, so you're going to see Episode 7 in the crawl, which is good because that's continuity from film to film. And it differentiates these big films from the standalone one-offs that'll happen. So, yeah, that's fine. And, you know, they haven't always used the episode number in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Did they use the episode number for all of the prequel films?
I know they did for Episode 1, because it was Episode 1.
Yeah.
I
can't remember if they did or not for Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith.
I mean, I know I remember calling it that, but I think with the prequels, it was a lot easier anyway, because it was 1, 2, 3. I mean, it was pretty simple.
Yeah.
But I can see, you know, 7, 8, 9. It's like, if they want new people, who to go see Star Wars. And when I mean new people, I literally mean new as in like children or like adults who've never...
They're probably not very well served by marketing it as Episode 7. Oh, wait, you mean there's six more of these?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm...
Of course, if you don't know there's six more of these, I'm wondering if you have a pop cultural osmosis deficiency.
Well, I mean, when I say new, I mean, like, new. Like, either people, like, young kids or, like, early teenagers who haven't been exposed to Star Wars for whatever reason. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a totally not a big deal at all.
Yeah.
And it was much better after they clarified, oh, no, it'll still be in the crawl. That's all we wanted. Mm-hmm. Of course, that was after I got in my quip of, don't worry, they'll get episode A7 into the crawl during for the special edition release.
Oh,
no. Sorry about that. Is there anything else we needed to hit up on this? I'm sure we're missing something here.
I just wanted to point out that the only person to predict it was a forum poster on the Force.net forums. In all of the speculation about what it was going to be called, like in the mainstream media, was incorrect.
We should have compiled a list of titles that people swore it was going to be.
Or that came from like various websites. Like, okay, IO9 said this, and Tor.com said this, you know, and like what? All the fan sites said this.
Oh, there were some really bad ones
too. Oh, the Harry Knowles one.
Which one was that?
The Creeping Fear.
Oh, that was so dumb. That was so stupid.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's also why I can't take rumors seriously, is A, because they're all different, and B, because...
They're always proven to be so wrong.
Yeah. So, I mean, they got, with casting stuff, they kind of were able to figure out just because of, like, people were going to talk to J.J. Abrams, so they were kind of like, there's evidence, but...
Yeah, but...
It seems like something like the title would be something that would leak, you know?
Yeah, and, okay, well, let's put it this way. Star Wars, Lucasfilm waited to register, what was the website? Star Wars, The Force Awakens. They waited to register that site until just before they hit post on that Twitter post.
Yeah.
Do you think a company that does that, that puts that much care into not letting something leak, will allow concept art and big plot details to just somehow get out of Pinewood and...
Yeah. Like, as we were just talking about, they haven't even told us who the characters are yet, and they expect us to believe that these rumors are getting out into the wild and they're not doing anything about them. Like, if they're really leaking all this information, then their security is terrible. And, like, the people who are working for them are terrible because they're, I mean, you sign NDAs for a reason.
If NDAs were getting violated like that, we would already hear about
it. Did you hear about Marvel?
Yeah.
So the Age of Ultron trailer leaked before it was supposed to be aired on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Marvel tweeted, damn it, Hydra, and then just put the trailer out anyway. And now Marvel is going after the person who leaked the trailer. So they want the IP addresses and information of that person.
And it isn't necessarily just one thing, but if this stream of information that's coming out from certain sites had any truth to it, Lucasfilm and Disney, especially Disney, would have targeted their lawyers on someone so fast, your head would spin. There would be a lawsuit flying. They would be turning over the earth to find who was breaking their NDA.
And for just food for thought, they could be deliberately leaking things.
Oh, but you don't think JJ and his mystery box would put out deliberate misinformation just to throw people off the trail, would you?
I wouldn't put it past him. He's kind of shifty looking.
But yeah, I mean, now more than ever, you should put some serious skepticism on the rumors from inside sources. Mm-hmm. And information from inside sources, as I heavily air quote, inside sources.
I mean, I don't deny that eventually something is going to get out.
Well,
that's true.
Well, that usually happens once the film is getting edited and passed around for additional work, special effects, post-processing stuff.
Rumors,
that's when the
rumors that are coming
happen.
Out now, like, from now on, I'm going to be a lot more likely to believe because the filming is done. So there,
and
it's not.
This is the point where the film goes into a lot more people's hands.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not a matter of someone could be seeing an old piece of concept art or a piece of an old script and come up with speculation.
And
people are actually going to be seeing stills of the movie, shots from the movie.
And again, on the concept art front, which so many of these rumors are based off of, go pick up your copy of Making of Return of the Jedi, thumb through it, and take a look at all of the Ralph McQuarrie concept art that made it nowhere close to the film.
Yeah. And I mean, look at everyone who's been involved in Episode 7 as far as, like, actors and even people who've gone to the set, and they're just kind of like, I can't release. I can't say anything. Except I was there? Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that?
I mean, these NDAs are ironclad. And especially for a project of this magnitude and this importance to Disney, you don't screw around with NDAs right now because you really don't want their lawyers on you, because their lawyers will be extra pissed off.
Some people in the chat have been posting old rumors that...
Oh, let's go through these.
Yeah, my favorite one was that Obi-Wan was actually a designation of Obi-Wan and that he was a clone.
Oh.
Also, I remember one that because of the video for The Saga Begins by Weird Al, and there at the end of it, they had him singing with a bunch of, like, other Weird Al's in the background singing the chorus all together. They thought that there was going to be Obi-Wan clones in the prequels, that that was a hint in a Weird Al video, and that there were going to be lots of Darth Maul clones in Attack of the Clones. I remember also the rumor that NSYNC was going to be in Star Wars.
Yes, the greatest of all the rumors.
Yes.
And what was that rumor born out of, that one of George's daughters liked NSYNC?
Yeah, pretty much. And now it's like anyone who ever went to go see the Force Awakens set is there like, so-and-so then talks to be in Star Wars. No.
When now we're just realizing that, JJ was just bringing his buddies that worked on previous films to go take a look on the set.
Yeah.
They brought over Kevin Smith just for a tour because Kevin Smith's a huge Star Wars fan. Then he went and signed a bunch of NDAs, so he couldn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we really have just spent a lot of time railing on stupid rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. Any last words on, the title?
No.
No?
It's
not at
really
all?
It's really happening.
It's really happening.
It's a movie!
Yay! Okay, well, I guess that means we're gonna wrap up the show there. And, I'm gonna say this before we go. We're only doing two shows this month.
It's because, my fault.
Well, we've got NaNoWriMo going on, and we've got the Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, yeah, that. I forgot.
I have no intention of podcasting that week. I'm sorry. I love you all, but not that
so are
much.
Are we podcasting next week, then?
Probably.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, we've got 2 weeks. between then. We don't have to podcast next week. We can podcast the week after.
Oh, right.
So we'll think about that. We'll let you know.
This is the first week in November.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
That's been throwing me for a loop, too.
I calendar good.
Stay tuned. Keep an eye on our Twitter feed. We'll let you know when the next episode is. We're going to get back to a bit more normal of a schedule in December, but with the holidays, might be a little sketchy. We'll try to get at least two in that month. And yeah. No, we are not going to watch the holiday special again.
Mm-hmm.
No. No. That's not going to happen.
No.
But then January, yep, back to normal.
Yes.
And yeah, that's it for us today. That's it. That's it. That's the show. That's all we literally wrote.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we have. All right. Well, I should pull the show notes back up again so I can do the outro. Okay, this episode of Tosche Station Radio has been brought to you in part by Her Universe and Audible.com. It's cool stuff. If you want to buy neat things, audiobooks, awesome clothes for girls and women, go to those links on the sidebar. Helps us keep the lights on. On Twitter, you can find us with the handles Tosche_Station. That's the official show account. You can find Nancy with Nancy Pants. That's Nancy with an I. You can find me with Lane Winry, LaneWinree. On Facebook, we are the Tosche Station Network. We are available on the iTunes Store and Stitcher. If you like what you hear, please do leave a review. It helps us grow the show. Column and news you can find at Tosche-Station.net. That's our show for this week. Next time, we're going to go back and talk about those Marvel movies they announced.
Woo!
Woo!
Yay, women!
Woo! Oh. Yay, women.
Sorry.
All right, so long, everyone. This podcast has been brought to you by Majestic Giraffe Productions and is the official podcast of ToscheStation.net. All Star Wars names, music, and logos are property of their respective trademark and copyright holders. Tosche Station Radio is not endorsed by Lucasfilm or any division of the company. Now go pick up some power converters.